Welcome to the break of dawn. I will be reading Proverbs 6, 1 through 35. But let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for today. Thank you for your blessings that you have given us. Thank you for our homes, our spouses, if we have one, and if we don't, we pray for that person, that you would bring them the right person to share their life with. And Lord, we just want to praise you and glorify you and just allow us to hear what you want us to hear and see what you want us to see. And we thank you for this time in your word, in your holy and precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, so 6, 1 through 35, and it says, warning against foolish actions. My child, if you have given your pledge to your neighbor, and if you have bound yourself to another, you are snared by the utterance of your lips, caught by the words of your mouth. So do this, my child, and save yourself, for you have come into your neighbor's power. Go, hurry, and plead with your neighbor. Give your eyes no sleep, and your eyelids no slumber. Save yourself like a gazelle from the hunter, like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, you lazy bones. Consider its ways and be wise. Without having any chief or officer or ruler, it prepares its food in summer and gathers its sustenance in harvest. How long will you lie there, O lazy bones? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed warrior, a scoundrel and a villain goes around with crooked speech, winking the eyes, shuffling the feet, pointing the fingers, with perverted mind devising evil, continually sowing discord. On such a one calamity will descend suddenly, in a moment damage beyond repair. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that hurry to run to evil, a lying witness who testifies falsely, and one who sows discord in a family. And then the next chapters address warning against adultery. My child, keep your father's commandment, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are their way of life, to preserve you from the wife of another, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. For a prostitute's fee is only a loaf of bread, but the wife of another stalks a man's very life. Can fire be carried in the bosom without burning one's clothes? Or can one walk on hot coals without scorching the feet? So is he who sleeps with his neighbor's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. Thieves are not despised who steal only to satisfy their appetite when they are hungry. Yet if they are caught, they will pay sevenfold. They will forfeit of all the goods of their house. But he who commits adultery has no sense. He who does it destroys himself. He will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he shows no restraint when he takes revenge. He will accept no compensation and refuses a bribe, no matter how great. And this ends the word. Amen and amen. That's powerful. I mean, the part about there are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are abomination to him. And I'm going to read those again. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that hurry to run to evil, a lying witness who testifies falsely, and one who sows discord in a family. I mean, if we were to live by those rules and to not commit adultery, what an amazing world we would live in, right? Oh. And someday we will live in a world like that. That what's called heaven. I just want to thank you for joining me today. And I hope this resonates with you. And I read it twice. And it just really, there's so much in it. Go to the ant. You know, an ant doesn't have a chief. And they just do what they have to do. Put one step in front of the other. And it just leads me back to this big project that I'm working on with my friends and business partners, and how you just have to keep putting one step in front of the other and keep doing the next right thing. And you know, it's so interesting because God just opens up those doors that need to be open. And my prayer always is, Lord, open up the doors and close the ones that are supposed to be closed, because you don't know until you walk through the door whether or not that person is the right person that you're going to partner with, or, you know, do business with, or whatever the case may be. So I just pray for his protection and his guidance in every step of the way, whether it's my personal life or my business life. And I'm just excited to see where it all leads. And I, you know, something just came to me that I'm going to share. I was listening to a wonderful woman that I met at a Tampa conference last month, and her name's Stacy Whitehead. And she has a podcast with her husband, but she has her own podcast. And she was sharing how she writes a letter to God. And then she said, and then I wait until he writes back. And I want to share this with you because it really blew me away. I did it the other day, and I'm not going to share what I was writing about, but I'm going to share what he wrote to me. So give me one second. In fact, I did it yesterday too. And this is God talking to me after I wrote him a letter. He says, I love you, Dawn. I will never forsake you. I will guide your every step. I will bring light to your path. Trust me. And that was like very profound when he said that. I will watch over you. Peace, again, capitalized. I give you peace. I give you. Continue to put your trust in me. Blessing upon you, my child. And that was from God. And then yesterday, and again, this is actually pertaining to the big project that I've been working on. And this is what God wrote back to me. You have no idea how large this will be, my daughter. Because of your faithfulness to me, I have given you this gift. I will restore your health. In fact, it has been restored. Receive it, my child. I will bring you the right people to work with and reveal the ones you should not. Keep on the path you are on, and I will bless you, your loving father, Yeshua. That just brought tears to my eyes because I wrote it, and I don't think I might have read it twice, but I think reading it a third time just really touched me because, you know, it is a huge project, and I know I shared before, I suffer from chronic pain, and I've received these shots, and you know, some days are good and other days aren't, and so I just have to manage it. But I also know that this project, as it continues to move forward, that God has already restored my health. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. So I hope that you enjoyed this time. I know they're not really long, but I kind of like that because then you can just listen to it and get hopefully something from it, a little God nuggets as I continue to do this and share with you his scripture, his word, devotionals. And may you have an amazing and wonderfully blessed day, and thank you for joining the Break of Dawn.